It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Klein Alley Show is brought to you by the only place with good airport news these days, San Bernardino International Airport.
That's right. Grab your skis and fly to Provo from San Bernardino this winter for your skiing, snowboarding, or just good old-fashioned snowball fights.
Avoid long lines and delays that will litter other airports this winter.
And as always, the parking at San Bernardino International Airport is only $5.
That's right. $5. Go to San Francisco, Provo, Utah. Make your winter dreams come true at San Bernardino International Airport.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. And good morning. You're on the phones at 800-520-1067. Hello.
Good morning. I just want to clarify, you don't know the news. The three unions that were on, that were just settled, UTLA, United Teachers of Los Angeles, SEIU is Local 99, and Teamsters 2010, which is the admin.
Oh, well,
union. So I think I should get that point.
All right, you get the point. You get the point. Allie, give her $100. She's a teacher. She needs the money. The negotiations didn't go great.
No, she doesn't need the money because she got some, right?
Are you as a teacher?
Actually, no, I'm a veteran teacher, so we got the least amount of money.
Oh,
you're on that pension. Hey, so it doesn't matter. You didn't really, to be honest, I'm obviously rooting for your coworkers, I would think, but it doesn't change your day today regardless, right?
No, regardless, I had a report to work anyway, either with a sign or in the classroom. So I am on my way now to my school site.
So everybody, if they had not been going into school today to teach, make food, whatever their job was, everyone was going to show up at school today just outside the school with signs or in the school doing their jobs?
Correct. There would only be three, at my school site, there would only have been three on campus, which would have been custodial management, office management, and cafeteria management. So those have been the only three employees on campus. Everyone else.
Teachers, why would they show up?
Teachers would
have
had the best signs because they have access to all the good stuff.
Oh, puff paints.
The glitter, the puff paints, the cardboard.
You would have made a mobile.
Yeah, you guys got it all. Yeah, a lot better.
We have all the signs.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't go into school, though, and everyone's just outside, who feeds the turtle?
The turtle.
Yeah, you know.
We have a duck.
Okay, but who takes care of the classroom animals?
Hopefully the teachers fed them yesterday before they left.
Oh,
so they
smart.
Should be full for the next few days while we were striking.
Okay. If not, they get served up by those lunch ladies, right? Is lunch lady an offensive term?
Yes.
Oh.
Cafeteria manager is the correct term.
Okay, good, because Klein said it like seven times.
I was just making sure.
I think you said lunch men as well.
Lunch gentlemen.
Yes, lunch gentlemen.
All right, well, anyway, congratulations on things working out. I'm sure you're thrilled that kids are feeling like this about returning to school today.
You f***ing bitch.
You know, they were hoping they could all sleep today. That was the consensus of my class.
Whoa! All right, well, there you have it.
What did you say? We couldn't tell what you were saying. You were drowned out by a swearing toddler.
Oh, we lost her now.
She's gone.
Well, we had her for a moment. Let me ask you a question, because you have been married now for a little bit. Omar's married. Jake is very single. Vanessa, very single. And Johnny is in the early honeymoon phase of a new relationship.
You know, I think with Vanessa, she has heard about our lives, and it has made her more single and more determined not to have children than ever before.
Yeah, it's funny. As we talk about things that happen at our homes, Vanessa has decided I don't think she ever wants to date again, which is why she's experimenting with a throuple.
Oh my God, let's wrap that storyline. I'm hanging out with my friends that happen to be together.
Vanessa, you tell us to drop every storyline.
Yeah,
you can't have this storyline.
Okay, we'll give you back the throuple thing if we can take back the dog one.
Oh God.
Or the chef one in the backseat of your car.
You get nothing.
No!
You get nothing.
This is a terrible negotiation.
I don't like it.
We're going to make
it's
signs.
Like the teachers negotiate.
Get the Teamsters on board. So the point is Johnny's heard our stories about kids, and he says, you guys really make it sound like having kids is terrible. So
no, there are wonderful things
We've been birth control
kids.
For Johnny, and we've been relationship control for Vanessa.
I know, yeah.
But I have an interesting theory because my anniversary is, I think, tomorrow, wedding anniversary. And there's zero, I have nothing planned. No plan. In fact, we have a plan to do nothing. The plan.
Is this a big year?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know what's a big, I don't even know what's a big year anymore. It's 5, 10, 20. I don't, it's not a big year.
I feel like 5 is kind of, like, 1 is special just because it's, oh, it's 1 year.
1 is special.
Yeah, that's when you, like, eat your wedding cake from the freezer. It's all crusty and weird. But then you stop caring until, I think, about 10.
You think it's 1, then 10?
I mean, I think people celebrate 5, but I don't think you really need to. So I don't think that's that much of an accomplishment.
So all of the odd ones, it's our 7th wedding anniversary means nothing. 15th, 14th means nothing.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
An anniversary person anyway.
Okay. I don't think you celebrate, but I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Klein, if you did not get your wife something, like some sort of small gift or some sort of token of appreciation, she would be upset, right?
Well, that's why I got ahead of it, and I said, I think our anniversary
ahead of it, it's
is
tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's right. I got ahead of it yesterday.
Getting ahead of
I
it.
Said, I think our anniversary is this week, and she said, yeah, it's on Wednesday. I said, we're doing anything or probably not, right? She goes, well, do you want to do something? I go, I don't think we need to. And she goes, yeah, I agree. And that was it. But my theory is that, you know how like a lot of New Year's Eve is like one of those nights that it's like amateur hour? Like a lot of people never...
I totally agree.
I think that wedding anniversaries, and maybe this makes me not a romantic, but I feel like wedding anniversaries are kind of like the New Year's Eve for couples. It's like if you go out enough during the year or you go out to a restaurant or you have fun or, you know, you don't need the anniversary. I think the anniversary is more for the couples that are maybe miserable year-round. And then
and feel
like,
the need to, we have to go out together and connect because we
thing,
normally hate each other all right. other times of the year.
Does it matter that it's on a weekday?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I have a friend that reached out to me yesterday and said, my husband and I have an anniversary tonight. So it's tonight, Tuesday night, and we were wondering if you could watch our kid for a couple hours while we go out to dinner.
Well, you felt like you fell for that one.
What do you mean I fell for that one?
Well, it's a great way to get
someone.
You
think someone... they don't have an anniversary?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have a kid either.
They have a kid. I thought it was
interesting that they are going out to dinner for their anniversary on the day of the anniversary, even though it's a weeknight. Because the only time I've really gone out for dinner or done something, it's like the weekend of or the weekend before or something. You need to make it convenient for yourselves.
Klein, do you feel the same way about, say, it's a milestone anniversary, you know, 20, 25 years? You wouldn't celebrate that as well?
I couldn't tell you unless I got to 20 years, I would say the odds are not looking great. So I haven't figured out what that would even feel like. 20 years? It's
that
funny.
You should do something like a trip.
I think I remember my parents leaving us at home and going somewhere for their 20th anniversary. I feel like I remember that. Maybe it was 25th, but it felt like a big deal.
It is.
Also because we were like left home alone. And
really? You were all unattended?
Unattended.
For days?
Yeah, it felt like a long time.
Oh, cool.
I remember being very hungry when they got back. But the point is, they went away, and I remember thinking, like, oh, that seems like a lot. And then when you're actually in it, you go, wow, 25 years. To be with someone for 25 years, that is...
Here's the thing. I agree.
A couple tours of Nam.
No, that's true. I think that it's definitely a New Year's Eve type thing where it's amateur hour. However, if you let too many years go by
with
no celebration, then the anger and the resentment starts to build up. And like last night, I got my first, we never do anything for our anniversary.
Oh, really?
And I was like, I know, that's the cool thing about us, right? And she was like, well, everyone else seems to celebrate. And then that has begun because we've had like 5 years where we've really done nothing. So you got to be careful.
That was all sounds like she just went out of town and partied without you.
That was, I believe, last year or the year before.
The last
she
two
left.
Years.
Yes, she wasn't even here for our anniversary.
And now she's bitching about not
doing
anything.
And now she's like, we never do anything. I'm like, right. So but then if you do something big 1 year, it'll buy you a few more years of not doing anything.
But that is the nice thing about insert anniversary, Valentine's Day, whatever. You can just say, oh, that's for all the couples that, you know, if you don't want to do anything or you don't feel like, you know, you don't, I guess you shouldn't feel like you have to do something, but okay, everyone does feel that way. you can go, well, we don't need that. That's for, like, you know, the couple.
That's for unhappy couples.
Right.
We're too happy to go out to dinner.
Well, we don't need to do the going out to dinner and presents thing.
Yes, and you can manipulate them and say, we're just as happy sitting at home doing a movie marathon and having popcorn than we are going out to a fancy dinner where, you know, all these couples that feel like they have to prove something to each other and do those little anniversary posts and, well, I'm so thankful for you, post the wedding picture, blah, blah, blah. That's for losers.
Text line makes an interesting point, too, because the odds of both people remembering is rare. So if someone does something, then automatically the other person feels bad, not happy, right? So, like,
right.
It happened to me on Saturday.
Right.
Really?
So what happened Saturday?
Oh, yeah. So it was our 17th wedding anniversary.
17? God damn.
Yeah.
Omar's married to his high school sweetheart. They met in high school. It's a real story. One of these stories you don't hear about very often. Usually it ends up with her slowly poisoning the man and his pancakes over time because, you know.
Or I've been cheating on you for a year.
Right. Throws him off a cruise ship or something like that. Usually that's how it ends up. But okay, so you got 17 years.
Listen, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, ups and downs in a relationship. And, you know, there was actually one year where we were sitting in bed watching TV like at night at like 11. And I looked at my schedule for the following day. And then we, you know, it kind of like, you know, I was like, oh, my God, do you realize what, you know, day it was? And it was our anniversary. However, this year I was like proud of myself because I remembered. And I got her like a kick-ass gift. And she totally did not remember at all.
And she felt bad.
She did. Yeah. She felt bad. But I was like, dude, it's not a big deal. You know, I'm just glad you appreciate the present. But
and then you'll be pissed about it next year, right, Omar?
Absolutely. Yes. She better get me something good.
Yeah, you have 1 year to fix this. That's what that means.
Well, happy general reminder. If it's your anniversary, and it probably is, or maybe you don't know when it is, you should probably just do something.
Happy scorekeeping, everyone.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, the scorekeeping.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.